spoke with a couple of fans while in Brazil, and according to them, they have been planning this escape route for a very long time, and they wanted to use this World Cup platform, facilitate their, movement to go and ply their trade outside. But they were not able to raise enough money to transport themselves from Ghana to Brazil. You know, it's very expensive if you want to go, if you want to travel from Ghana to Brazil. So majority of them had agents, you know, and in Brazil, and they will just come there to pick them along. Others will go through Mexico. According to the interview I had with them, we'll go through Mexico to a place we call Motocanagra or something. There's a place they mentioned. And then from there, you'll have to go to the Mexico border where you have that tall wall dividing Mexico and then the U.S. So once they are able to go through that wall, then they are in U.S. That is their dreamland. That is where they want to be. So available data, you know, to me, indicates that the total number of fans in a camp were 610. But as far as departing from Brazil to Ghana is concerned, about 123 are missing from the list. And that has to do with those who have fled to Mexico.
You're telling us that how many people have left camp?
130. Facts available to me. And then per the interview I had, and then what I witnessed, I saw more than 50 people filling that construction.
So now they fill the form, then they leave the camp.
And one sad story which is very, very dear to my heart is that there's this rowdy fan. His name is 50 Cent, and he slapped an MP. He pushed an MP down at Fortaleza Airport, where our flight delayed, and we were a bit stranded. And that person, I think, according to the national security, he will be picked up when he comes to the airport. But all of a sudden, I saw him with my own naked eye being picked by an agent, then off his way to town. Very, very sad.
When these people were leaving camp, what were your leaders telling you? What are they doing? They stood aloof for what?
As far as the leadership in Brazil is concerned, I can tell you vehemently, based on experience, that the leadership is very, very weak.